This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. The Bad Axe Police are urging drivers to use extra caution as temperatures have dropped and roads have become slick. Officers are warning that if the roadway appears wet, it could actually be covered in black ice, which is nearly invisible and extremely slippery. Drivers are advised to reduce speed, leave extra space between vehicles, and avoid sudden braking or sharp turns, and leave extra time to get where you're going. Police are recommending checking your tire pressures, making sure windshield wipers are working properly, and fully clearing windows before driving. Motorists should give road crews plenty of room to operate when salt trucks or plows are on duty. And the 23rd annual Project Blue Light Memorial will be from 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, December 3rd, at the First Presbyterian Church of Bay City at 805 Center Road. Project Blue Light's a memorial celebration to remember those police officers who've given the ultimate sacrifice and honor those who still serve and protect on a daily basis. As part of the Project Blue Light, individuals can shine a blue light this holiday season to remember and honor law enforcement officers who've made the supreme sacrifice and to those who are still working to protect us on a daily basis. All departments and surviving members are asked to RSVP by calling Dwayne Bean at 989-686-4770 at extension 3457. There was a stabbing incident on Thanksgiving Day in St. Clair County. Sheriff deputies were called to the Lake Huron Medical Center when a man arrived with a stab wound to the chest. During the investigation, deputies learned the man's girlfriend had been the one who stabbed him and struck him in the head with a blunt object. After learning that, deputies went to Catawbaugh Drive in Birchville Township and took Taylor Spigner, age 28, into custody for her part in the assault. For her action, Spigner's charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor. The felony charges are attempted murder, assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, and assault with a dangerous weapon. She is also charged with domestic violence, which is a misdemeanor. Spigner's bond was set at $250,000. And we'll return right after this.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we have one obituary today. R. Thomas Butch, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on Sunday, November the 30th. He was born September 4th, 1936, in Parisville, Michigan. Tom served in the U.S. Army from 1955 to 1957. He's survived by his loving wife of 67 years, Joanne, his sons Randall, Kevin, Stephen, and his daughter Suzanne, as well as his 11 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian Burial will be held Wednesday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Mary of Chechova in Dwight Township, Kindy, Michigan. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 2nd from 3 to 7 p.m. and a rosary service will be offered at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening at the funeral home. Condolences can be shared with the family at kaufmanfuneralhome.com.
There are some moments that we replay in our minds over and over again. When the woman you cherish opens that little box from McKenzie Jewelers on Christmas morning, when her hands go to her mouth, when her eyes tear up, when her breathing stops, it's a moment she'll carry with her the rest of her life. Some gifts are more than gifts. Some gifts are moments that she'll remember forever. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with the more news. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faces bipartisan scrutiny in Congress after authorizing two strikes on an alleged drug boat off Venezuela's coast in September, with reports indicating second attack targeted survivors, raising concerns about possible war crimes. Lawmakers from both parties have called for investigations into the incident, which killed 11 people, as White House defends the actions of necessary self-defense against drug trafficking threats. The episode highlights ongoing debates over the rules of engagement in U.S. military operations in the Caribbean. And Israeli forces have killed two suspected Palestinian attackers in the occupied West Bank after they wounded three Israelis in separate incidents, escalating tensions in the region. Military officials described the operations as targeted responses to imminent threats, and local residents called for de-escalation to prevent further violence. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you from McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
So this is Christmas.
WLEW is making your uncertain times more certain by adhering to the normal of so many past decades. As you continue to shop locally and buy American, WLEW adds to the season of ho, ho, ho with your chance to unwrap a $1,200 shopping spree.
$1,200
shopping spree. Be watching for the holiday entry bucket at participating merchants. And enter to win. Must be 18 to enter, but young enough to believe in the spirit of Christmas.
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree at the following businesses: Thumb Family Vision of Cass City, Caseville Hardware, Dufty's Blue Water Inn, Horn's Party Store, Sure Pharmacy, and Shipwreck Distillery and High Sweets, all of Caseville.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing everyone out there a very happy holiday season.